Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. Yes, this is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, you can click on, and you can listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this, thank God, it's Monday. Yes, that's right. I am thankful for today being Monday. And as always, we like to remind you about those school zones. Well, you know it. They're in effect until 9 o'clock. And I tell you what, if you're just getting your morning started on this February 27th at 7:36 a.m. in the morning, it is drizzling outside and rainy and wet. And so we're asking that you'll take special time this morning to make sure that you get there, stay engaged, and get there safe. Make sure you give yourself enough time to slow down for school zones and behind school buses. And you know what? Unfortunately, there are kids that are having to walk to school this morning. So please be mindful. Well, I tell you what, we had an absolute fabulous weekend. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the show. But let me tell you what we're going to be talking about this morning. And I am so excited. On this Monday morning, we're talking to an incredible young woman who has got an amazing vision from God. Her name is Alicia Byung. And she has got such an incredible mission. And we're going to tell you about it when we come back from break. And we're going to tell you how you can connect and help this vision come into fruition. And I'm also going to talk to you about, you know, this month we said is Love Month, not just February 14th, but loving yourself. It's also Heart Month. I am wearing something red every day of the month, including my red dress pin, Love Your Heart Enough to Be Healthy and to Do the Right Things. And also, it's African American History Month, and we have had an incredible month. And so this morning, what we're going to talk about is ways that you can look outside of the box to get healthy. And we're going to talk about yoga. And yes, I went to yoga on Friday, and I've got some yoga gurus in here from Yoga Yaya, and we're going to be talking about that. So it promises to be an incredible show. So if you know somebody that needs to be on point, that's not, you need to call them up right now. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to some absolutely incredible women and young women. We're going to be back right after this. Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive, and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. We want to thank them. Also, get on a better financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. You know what? We're going to be talking about this a lot in the future. I don't know where you are financially, but if you're just not quite there and you need help getting there, if you've got large sums of money that you just are not sure what to do with, Carol Kinder is where you want to start at Pathway Advisors. And you can phone her at 318-448-8600. And of course, our great friends at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, always dedicated to excellence. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you. If you're in Bunkie, you can visit him on Shirley Road. But if you're in Avoyelles Parish, simply phone 318-346-6695. Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. Listen, there is nobody that we trust more than Brother and his team at Daryl's Auto Service. If you're having automobile problems, you're having some challenges, just not sure what to do, before you do anything, phone this number, 318-443-5741. It doesn't matter whether it's domestic or foreign. Daryl's Auto Service is there to serve you. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're so excited. It's Monday morning, and you guys know that anytime we get to tell great stories, we absolutely love it. Well, Alicia Byung is a Pineville High School student, and I have been struggling with her name all morning, but she is absolutely beautiful, and her mother is as well, Cherie Byung. Well, they have just had this vision and this word from God that they need to start a church in India, and it is part of Alicia's high school project at Pineville High School, and we really wanted her to come on and share what God has put on her heart. So we welcome you guys to the OPT for the very first time. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So tell us, Alicia, how this came to fruition in your vision.
Well, I knew I had to do senior project, so I just prayed about what to do. And I prayed, and I felt like God was telling me to build a church. And so it was really weird. And so I told my mom, and I had to figure out where we needed to build a church at. And so I called Voice of the Martyrs. And
tell us what Voice of the Martyrs are.
They work with persecuted Christians mm-hmm. around the world.
Wow.
And I had started reading some of their books, and I got interested in them. But I called them, and they told me that India and Pakistan were the places that needed church the most. So I just figured that India would be better to do for senior project. And I realized that I knew a guy that had gone on a mission trip with his family to India last year. So I talked to him, and his parents said that they'd be my mentors. And when I talked to his dad said, well, we have people building churches in India right now.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness. And so everything got kicked off from there.
And so, Mom, what do you say when your daughter comes home and says, Mom, I think we need to build a church in India, and I think that's what I'm going to do?
I was very excited for her because I felt that God did give her the vision.
Uh-huh.
It was confirmed in my spirit. And I knew that we've never told her that there's something that she couldn't do.
I love
we've
it.
We've always been supportive of her. So I knew that she was making a great decision.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I stood behind her 100%.
And what does Dad say when he said, I mean, what does this conversation sound like? In India?
And I'm like, at first I felt the same way because I thought, wow, that's really big. And right. when she came to me, she said, Mom, there's nothing too big for God. And we know this. We've been taught this every Sunday. Our pastor's Joshua Jordera.
Right.
And he is definitely a great, great teacher.
Absolutely.
That there's nothing too hard for God. So that sat in my spirit, that there's nothing too hard for God. So why would I limit her when I know this? If God gave her the vision, he's going to carry it through. And that's what we're believing.
Y'all, it's too early for me to run. That's some good stuff. So now, on this journey, we know how hard it is, and I'm just going to use the word, well, it's challenging to raise money. So talk about some of the things that you've been doing to raise money.
Well, recently, me and my mom and my dad, we went to Walmart and we sold my bracelets. I've been making bracelets. I'm going to have a car wash soon, and I've been emailing different people and telling them about it, you know, trying to get mm-hmm. a sponsor.
And talk about your bracelets. How did you come up with the idea? And these bracelets are just as cute as pie. And I just absolutely am going to get one immediately. How did that come into fruition?
Well, when I was talking to my mentor, he said that I had to have ways to, you know, raise money. And I just saw in my head, I liked red. I don't know why I associate red with India.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw these bracelets in my head with like a simple, I like simple stuff. So I thought of like mm-hmm. a simple little cross and some beads.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of India when I thought of red and beads and simplicity. So.
Absolutely. And so what did your teacher say when you told her what you wanted to do?
My teacher, Mr. Neal, he was like, wow, that's really big. And he's
like, what do you say that?
That's
really big. Well, that's probably going to be an A project right out of the chute. So what are you hoping to learn from this project?
I just really hope that my faith is deepened. And so far it is. I have to learn, because it's really hard to raise money. I'm just learning to trust that God is going to do what he put in my heart. You know, he's going to carry it out
mm-hmm.
if I'm doing my part. If I'm trying to raise the money, then
right.
he's going to provide it.
So, Mom, when you sit here and you look at your baby, what are you thinking? I mean, because, you know, every parent
hopes that when they teach their kids the word and you teach them all these good values and good morals, that one day we'll see them. What does that feel like for you?
It feels great because I feel that I haven't been a perfect parent.
Of course, and none of us have.
Parents.
No.
Mm-mm. But when I look at her and I look at how God has blessed her and the heart that he's given her, a heart for people, a heart to give, that's just who she is. So it didn't surprise me when she came and said, I wanted to build a church in India. It didn't surprise me at all.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, she wants to do missions when she graduates high school. That's what she's going to college for. So I know that she has a heart for people and a love for people. So it didn't surprise me. I was very excited for her. Very excited.
Absolutely. And so now we realize that you guys have the money for the church, but now what we're asking people to support are the monies that are going to pay for you all going to India. And how long are you going to be in India?
We'll be in India for a week, for 7 to 8 days, because that's how long it actually takes to build the church.
Wow.
And they are letting her be a part of building it. She wants her hands in the concrete.
Amazing.
Building the church, because it's more than just saying, I built a church in India and you didn't go. It's the point of going, being there to minister to these people.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are converting from Hinduism and false gods to our God, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. So how can we not support them? It's
Absolutely.
Our brothers and sisters in Christ. So
absolutely.
We're there for them.
And what the statistics show is that Christianity is India's third largest religion with approximately 24 million followers. And so this is a lofty goal, but I believe that it is certainly doable. Tell people how they can connect with what you're doing and how they can give donations.
I have a bank account set up. And
where's that bank account at?
It's at Chase Bank.
Okay. And all they've got to do is go to Chase Bank. And what's the name of the account?
The account is under my name, but I have the number.
Okay, give your name and your number.
All right, my name is Alicia Bayon, and the number is 411.
Wait a minute, 411.
87.
87.
05.
05.
09.
09. Alicia Bayon, and all you've got to do is go by probably any Chase Bank and just say that you want to donate to this. I mean, you know, we're always looking at where our kids are and what they're not doing. But, you know, there are so many kids that are giving back to their community and so many kids that have a heart for God that this is an incredible project. And we just hope that listeners will get behind this movement and they'll support it. And we would love when you come back, that you come back and you guys share with us the whole experience. And let me just say, Cherie, that your daughter's, her boldness really, really struck us. And the fact that she was able to articulate what she wanted and what she was doing is so incredible. And this is what parents work for our teens to be. So for that, we say kudos to you. Go ahead, DC.
Wow. It is absolutely great. And we here at On Point Talk, we don't like to ask people to give without us giving. So what we'd like to do on behalf of our company is give Alyssa $200, a check for $200 to help.
Absolutely.
In what she's trying to do.
Absolutely. So we're going to start it off with $200, Alicia, and lots of prayers. And if there is anything that we can do, we honor what you're doing. It is so incredible. Cherie, and we honor you as just a mom that has a heart for God. We see that. We feel it. And she's over there crying.
Excited. I really am. It's awesome to watch God move.
It is awesome.
And to move in the hearts of everybody, every Christian, because at the end of the day, we're all striving to be closer to God. I would hope and pray, and that I've been just asking God to bless everyone that has given, that has taken time to hear her vision and to watch it come into fruition, because I believe that God does awesome things, and if we're willing vessels, he will use us, and we need to be willing to be used every day.
And his word says that when you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But you've got to not just be willing, you've got to be obedient. And you know what? This studio this morning is filled with tears. And I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. The great poet Maya Angelou said, it takes courage to cry. And we are crying this morning because we support this courageous young woman who has stepped out in boldness. And I am imploring you this morning, give what you can give, whatever you can give, give so that the word of God will go forth in India and so that you will be a part of planting seed in good ground. Alicia, continued blessings. May God encompass you guys as you travel. Anything we can do, we want to do, and we will do. Cherie, you are absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
That you would not hold her back and that you would not allow fear to keep you from going to a foreign land, to the unknown. And that's what faith is. Thank you guys so much. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about getting healthy and some different ways to do that and how you can connect and become one with your mind, body, and spirit. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back after this. Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubrow & Associates, serious injuries, well, they deserve serious consideration. If you've been in a car accident and you're just not sure what your legal rights are, or you're not sure what you need to be doing, the first thing to do is phone Brian Kubrow & Associates for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing sin law, one heartbeat at a time. Remember, this is Go Red for Women Month. It's Heart Month for Women. And you know, the month, I can't believe it, but it's almost already over. And so we wanted to find as many creative ways as we could to help you to get healthy, help you to get whole, and start to just live a more wholesome life. And you know, this morning in my quiet time, I was saying, you know, it's February. We're only 2 months in to the new year. And so if you have made a resolution to begin to do something different exercise and health wise, we're talking about Yoga Yaya. And the owners of Yoga Yaya are Kara Lowry and Maria Legas. Olegas. And they have been practicing yoga combined for more than two decades. And they're here this morning to talk about their vision of Yoga Yaya and really the effects and the benefits of yoga. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT for your very first time.
Good morning.
So happy to have you. So first of all, as with any story, talk about how this came into how this was birthed. How was Yoga Yaya birthed, first of all? Kara, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, I have tried various forms of yoga and exercise for the last 10 to 12 years, and it was the fall of 2010 when I took my first class with Maria, mm-hmm. Power Vinyasa, and just...
And what is Power Vinyasa, pray tell?
Power Vinyasa, power reflects on the fact that there's a lot of strength involved,
mm-hmm.
and Vinyasa means flow.
Okay.
So we are not holding, we're not stationary. We flow from one pose to the next with our breath.
Okay. So you took her class and you were hooked.
Absolutely hooked. I took it three times that week. I was very sore. And I just felt really connected to Maria. And I thought, oh, this, it clicked. It was like, this is what I've been looking for.
Wow. And so for Maria, for you, what was the draw to yoga?
Well, I started practicing yoga in Philadelphia over 10 years ago. And at that time, I was swimming, I was running, I was in the gym doing weights.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I took that first class that I said, wow, like this is kind of the fitness, the connection, the whole mind-body connection that other elements of fitness are missing. So it really connected with me.
Mm-hmm.
And after taking my first class, that was it. Everything else kind of went to the wayside, and I just started doing yoga 7 days a week.
Wow. And so then you guys come together and you say, we need to open up our own yoga, what do you call it? Spot?
Studio.
Spot. And so how does that happen?
Well, we were both teaching at a local fitness center.
Mm-hmm.
And we just saw the increased interest.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you think the increased interest is about? Because this whole weekend, everywhere I went, and I don't know if it's because I did yoga on Friday, but I saw yoga mats everywhere. It's like they were popping. No, I'm serious. Every store I went in, there were even displays of yoga mats, everything that went with it. What do you think the increased yoga craze, if you will, is about?
Well, it's funny. I mean, yoga's been around for thousands of years,
mm-hmm.
but yet it's, you know, grown in popularity, you know, in the recent couple decades.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because it offers, you know, the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only, you know, it's physically very challenging, especially the power of vinyasa yoga that we do. So your body's physically challenged, but you're also, you're making a connection with your mind. So you're able to relax. You're
mm-hmm.
able to increase your awareness, your focus, your concentration. And you bring those elements not only while you're practicing for that hour or 90 minutes, but those transform into your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about that time that you're at the gym or in the studio, but it transcends
mm-hmm.
into everything you do, into your relationships and how you know, what you put into your body and, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm. And I was struck on Friday when I went in, because I, you know, if you listen to the show, I was saying that I was going to start yoga, and I'm all about not just talking about it, but being about it. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to try out Yoga Yaya. And I was just really struck by the whole experience. But the thing that really struck me the most was the heat, because I had never been in a heated environment to do yoga. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Well, we do heat our studio for our classes. We try to get the temperature to about 90 degrees.
This is a woo. You probably would have passed out.
And it does.
How do you keep from passing out?
Well, you want to hydrate before you come. And, of course, you can drink water during the class mm-hmm. take breaks.
And you breathe.
And you breathe. And that's a lot of the premise of yoga is breathing.
Absolutely. That's what makes the connection between your mind and your body.
Is mm-hmm.
breath. But the heat is very, there's a few elements of the heat. I mean, it's very healing.
Mm-hmm.
The heat allows you to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And
which I did a lot.
Allows your body to burn more toxins mm-hmm. and release some of that.
Right.
It also allows your muscles to become more supple,
mm-hmm.
You know, to soften. If you think about it, even iron, you know, very sturdy piece of metal can melt
mm-hmm.
if you heat it hot enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something where we want to get your muscles soft enough. You can get deeper into the postures, get more benefits from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot safer than if you were ice cold and
mm-hmm.
trying to do some of that work. So it actually prevents some of the soreness that you might actually feel if it was a cold room. And it's a little bit shocking at first.
I mean, mm-hmm.
It does take a little bit
right.
to get used
mm-hmm.
to, but once you get used to it, you start to really want that heat, and you'll miss it if you don't have it.
Absolutely. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, again, some of the benefits of yoga and who can do yoga? Is yoga for anybody? Well, those are the questions that we're going to answer when we come back right after this break. Stay with us. You're On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And if that's you and you have in your belly a vision, a business, a dream, and you need some help getting it birthed, Axion Texas Louisiana is where you should start. The number is 888-215-2373, extension 1560. And also our friends at Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment. But what I love about Aggressive most is that they specialize in helping women to get whole and feel whole again. If you've had breast surgery and you haven't got the proper bra fit yet and you need a prosthesis and you just have been afraid or apprehensive, Aggressive Health Solutions is where you need to start. They've got an incredible team, and they also help you to connect with Medicaid and Medicare, so a lot of it is not even out of your pocket. The number to phone is 318-445-4733. And also our friends at Get Wired Satellites. They've got Dish, they've got Direct, they've got HD, plus local channels, plus savings that you can't even imagine. Well, to connect with that, all you got to do is phone 318-767-2220, and they'll tell you how. And of course, our friends at St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, they're taking care of this community with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining us this morning, I know that I have been talking, even with some of my friends, about yoga that said, nope, I'm not going. And you know what? We tell you every single day that we talk about new and innovative ideas or just new stuff, that everything is not for everybody. Yoga is not the way, it's a way. But it's a way that I'm excited about, and I wanted to share it with you all this morning. And we are joined by Kara Lowry and Maria Olegas, and they are the owners of Yoga Yaya. It's a new studio in town, and I think it's phenomenal. And so before we went to break, Kara, we were talking about who can do yoga, because a lot of people will feel like, I'm not limber, I'm not in good shape, or I'm too old, or I'm too this. So who is yoga really for?
Yoga is truly for anybody, everybody. You see people young and old. Friday night we had our first Bring the Kids class, so there were children as young as six.
Uh-uh.
We have practitioners.
How did that work out?
It was a lot of fun.
They loved it. They've got such a great energy. The kids do. They're just natural yogis. You know, they have no,
yogis,
they
I
have
love
no
it.
Tension in their bodies. So uh-huh. They can do everything naturally.
They just bend and flex, and, you know, they're stronger than we mm-hmm. we credit them.
And one of the things that struck me, or the question that I ask on Friday, was this. Is it for people that are overweight? Is it, you know, who can do this?
Anyone can do this. Everyone in our practice area is working at their own level. Even if you can't see the differences, they are. And you've got to know coming in there that there's no competition. There aren't any mirrors. Don't worry about what the person next to you is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just be in your body and do what feels right for you.
Mm-hmm.
If something is painful, we want you to back off. And we tell that at the beginning of most of our classes. If something hurts, drop down to your knees, take a rest, and join.
I did that a couple few times. I just dropped down to my knees.
I mean, it's like any other activity you take up. You know, you're not going to run a marathon the first time.
That's right.
Go out for a run. So you've got, you know, everybody's built up a lot of tension and stress in their body. So the first time you come to yoga, you're not going to be able to mm-hmm. do every pose.
And you know what I was struck by most, and I hope that you guys get this too as you're listening, their little voices are just so soft. And they're so soothing. And I'm going to tell you, and I was sharing with Kara and Maria during the break, is that when I finally sort of let go, maybe in the first, it may have taken me 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes to just release. You know, does that make sense? Yeah. Just release what was going on.
Let go.
Yeah, processing the week, processing what I had to do next. And at some point, I just had this moment of clarity mm-hmm. that I was just going to release all that, and I was going to just be in the moment, and I was going to just feel what my body was feeling. And I know for a lot of people, maybe that makes sense and maybe it doesn't. But for me, I've tried a lot of things, and I just want to feel at one with God and with my body for that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really what it was about for me.
And that's exactly what yoga is about. I mean, it's, you take that hour of your day and you just, you let everything go. You let everything,
mm-hmm.
or your worries, thoughts, you just be on your mat. You just be present for that moment,
mm-hmm.
for that hour.
Wow. That's powerful.
It transforms your mind just, you know, by practicing that every day, just for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it, then, you know, it brings you more clarity for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Increases your energy level the rest of the day. It just resets your body every day that you do it.
So let's talk about beginners, people who this whole conversation is a whole new phenomenon for them, for people that have never been on a yoga mat, let alone been to a yoga class. What should that look like for people?
Well, we have beginners in every single class that we taught, people that have never stepped on a mat before. You really just come with no expectations of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, you're shaking your head.
You have to let go of everything else.
But as women, though, that is very easy to say, but yet very hard to do. How do you come in with no expectations?
Well, we talk about that at the beginning of each class. We talk about your breath, letting go, becoming present in your body, and, you know, relaxing your mind. We assist. We use our hands.
Mm-hmm.
We come around. It might feel like a massage. It might help you get deeper into a pose. And those things help you open up to the possibilities there on your mat. And, you know, when you take it off your mat into your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you said, when Maria assisted
mm-hmm.
you on Friday,
mm-hmm.
you really felt a connection, and it allowed you to become more present on that mat.
It did, and it was like, it's just what I needed. Why did you do that, Maria? I mean, because it was just like what I needed at that moment, and I didn't even know that I needed it until you did it.
Right, and I might have not known that either, but, I mean, there's a little bit of an art to assisting. It's, you know, the instructor is taking the practitioner somewhere where they couldn't get on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So it might just be, you know, the connection with the hands.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be, you know, that I've just taken you deeper into the pose. Like, you actually felt, okay, this is where I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Might not have been able to get there on my own, but with that little assist, we got you there.
Right. And one of the things that I love, and I felt that yoga was a real connection with women. I connected with people that I had never seen before in my life, but I felt like it was a real connection. And we were talking about that during the break. And that's one of the real reasons why we do the show, is to connect with women. Because we feel like when we connect with women and we help each other to get better, it makes us better for our husbands. It makes us better for our potential spouses. It just makes us better. And I think that there is a wall that we have inherently or invisibly put up with each other, and for some reason I felt like yoga maybe breaks that down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It totally does. We talk a lot about you know, being present,
mm-hmm.
said here, and creating space on your mat during a practice, but creating space in your heart, in your life, and being open to people and possibilities. And I can say for myself, I have become so much more open. I'm so much more comfortable with myself as a person, and I see that with the people, our students that come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get it, and they are becoming more open, and we share ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
and I think it's for people who want to become more open.
Mm-hmm.
That people are just open to being open.
Right.
If that makes sense. They're open to being open. And so for people, tell people how they can connect with the yoga studio, Yaya Yoga Yaya, and how they can get more information.
Well, we have a website. It's www.yoga-yaya.com. You can email us at info@yoga-yaya.com, or just drop by. We have brochures and schedules on the door, and if we're there before and after classes, and we'd love to, you know, talk to you about what we've got going on.
Go ahead.
We're located on Peterman Drive,
mm-hmm.
in Alexandria.
What's the address, the physical address?
It's 1312 Peterman Drive. It's right off of Jackson Street,
mm-hmm.
behind the McDonald's off of Jackson Street.
And I'm going to tell you what, you guys are probably going to have to move into a bigger place pretty soon.
Well, it was a pretty full class on Friday when you came, but I think we could fit a few more people in there.
DC wants to know, does yoga help you to lose weight?
Absolutely. Of course it can.
DC, are you going to go try it out with me? Well, let me just say this, and I shared this with our listeners, that I gained 85 pounds during my pregnancy, and I lost half of the weight, and the other half just would not come off. And then I started practicing yoga. What is it about the breathing? And that's when I had my breakthrough, and the weight started coming. The rest of the 40-plus pounds started coming off after I started practicing yoga.
Well, the breathing is what makes the connection between your mind and body. It's what keeps you focused.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into a difficult position, difficult pose, and your mind starts talking. You want to get out right away.
Mm-hmm.
So what we encourage you to do and what you do in yoga is just focus on your breath.
Mm.
Just by doing that, you allow your body to become at ease.
Mm-hmm.
Let your mind become at ease. You just keep focusing on that breath, not focusing on the discomfort in your thighs, your arms, or whatever it might be.
Wow. And so, last words, Kara, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from this conversation about yoga?
Well, I hope that they see that it is accessible to everyone, and I hope that we see a whole new group of people coming in along with our diehard students that we already have, and allow people to connect more and to see what's possible.
Absolutely. And what I love most about you ladies was the passion that I felt for what you were doing. And we just hope and we know that Yoga Yaya is going to be extremely successful and that it will bring in a different breed of people. And as I said earlier, I'm not saying that this is the way. This is another way. If you're looking to really connect mind, body, and spirit and just release and just go into a place that maybe you've never even been with yourself. That's what it's about. And it is about getting physical to some degree, but it's not physical in the sense of aerobic. It's good spiritual physical. Does that describe it? Good spiritual physical. Well, y'all, I want to thank Maria and Kara for spending the very best part of their morning with us right here on the official OPT network. It's Yoga Yaya. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Carla.
We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Harold Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Harold can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carol Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carol Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carol Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carol Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Wake up, wake up.
The weather?
48 degrees.
And traffic?
Backed up on your usual route, calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carroll Furniture. They've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. That means really no waiting for delivery. They're at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria. If you're looking for great full rooms, start by shopping at Carroll's Furniture. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She listens, she cares. But most importantly, she helps you to save. And you can phone Rosa for more information at 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, You can go to their website at hicksandhasit.com. Well, y'all, it's Monday, and we have had, also, the Academy of Training Skills. They're changing lives through programs, and Lee Mallett is doing an incredible job. I would encourage each and every person, if you know somebody who is a nonviolent offender who needs training to get his life back on point, go to this website and find out how they can do it. All you got to do is click on www.aatts.com, or you can phone them at 337-214-0428 and ask for more information. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. And I was telling you guys at the top of the show that we had an incredible weekend.
Incredible.
And it was incredible. And it started for me on Saturday, being asked to be a part of Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is touting that this year is the year of the girl. 2012 is the year of the girl, and they are celebrating, they, meaning Girl Scouts, are celebrating 100 years of Girl Scouting, and we were just over the moon to be in a room with literally more than 1,000 girls from all across the state of Louisiana. It was absolutely amazing to see what Girl Scouting has done and what they continue to do. And hats off to Girl Scouts. I want to just let you know that it is Girl Scout cookie time, and the mission is always to empower girls to be their best selves. So if you can support Girl Scouts, we want to encourage you to do that. And again, we want to encourage you to support Alicia Byung, who has an incredible goal of building a church in India. And all you've got to do is go to any Chase bank, and here's the number. The account number is 411870509. And you can just reference her name, Alicia Byung. She and her family are doing amazing works, and really to empower this young woman to live her dream and to have faith that it can happen. And the goal right now is to raise $5,000. So please be a part in supporting that. And also this weekend, on last evening, we were honored along with many, many other amazing people in the community that are doing great things by MDJ Ministry. And that's Bishop Melvin Jackson at First Edgefield Baptist Church. And I just cannot say enough good things about that program. And they had a Martin Luther King really celebration of Black History Month. And the whole idea was that people without a vision perish. And they honored many community leaders, and I'll just list them off, D.C. Or did you?
No, go ahead.
And I'll list the people that they honored. They honored the mayor of Cheneyville, Reginald Allen. They also honored Tony Brown, Eyes Open with Tony Brown, David and I for what we do here at On Point, Thesha and Donald Davis from Davis One Stop, which is a great new store in Cheneyville. We absolutely love it. Representative Herbert Dixon, District 26, and his wife, Janet Dixon. She's the school board member right here in Rapides Parish. Clarence Butch Fontenot, who's the varsity boys basketball coach at North Central High School. Assistant to Superintendent Craig Foster from Avoyelles Parish, and he is also a city councilman in Bunkie. And Shirley Jackson of Hilda's Boutique, which she is the first lady of the church in Edgefield and other churches as well. She's Bishop's wife, Bishop Jackson's wife. Miss Lizzie A. Ned, who's a school board member at the Avoyelles Parish School Board. Brenda Sampson, who is a Bunkie City Councilwoman, and Reverend L. James L. Jackson, who, I'm sorry, I don't know how I got that. Reverend Sampson, who is the pastor who married us more than 20 years ago. I am having some challenges this morning, but it's all good. Darlene St. Romain of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Miss Dorothy Stewart, who has taken care of so many families at Progressive Funeral Home, and Charles Smith, who's the varsity boys basketball coach at Peabody High School. Also, LaTanya Williams of Tanja's Professional Tax Service. DC, after I get all that mouthful out, talk about what an amazing evening it was on yesterday.
Wow, it was a absolutely divine time. The people of First Edgefield Baptist Church really put on the event. I mean, it was very, very professional. It was elegant. The food was excellent. The people were great. It was just an all-around excellent, I mean, a spirit of excellence was all over it. And you just have to look at the leadership. Bishop Melvin D. Jackson, who we've been knowing all of our lives. You know, I often say this to people, you know, it bewilders me that the Bishop Melvin Jackson, who is from Bunkie, which I was raised, and I'll never forget playing on the Little League team, Progressive Funeral Home at the time was the team, and Uncle James Griffin was the coach. And Melvin can't be much older than me, but he was the coach too.
Yeah.
And I know his whole life and I know his whole walk. This man has been on the battlefield, I know, since he was 13, 14 years old. I remember when he came an ordained pastor. He was a
really young man.
He was a really young. Now, at the time, granted, I thought he was a lot older than he was because he wasn't doing things that most people his age were doing. And you could see the elderly people and the respect and the admiration and what they thought he was going to become, to see that in him yesterday, because I was back there when they were putting him up like he put his granddaughter in. When they were putting him in, saying, go ahead, Melvin, because they saw what was in him. And to see him lead that yesterday shows me God at work. And the elders at the time, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when they were pushing him in because they saw what was in him, to see that come to fruition moved me in a way that I can't even explain here today.
And, you know, this is what I want to say to Bishop Jackson and to Shirley Reynolds and to Dorothy Baziel.
And Jean Williams. And that's Gloria Jean. Not Linda Jean. Gloria Jean Williams. You
know. And all of the staff, all of the body, really, and the leaders at First Edgefield Baptist Church, is that you honored us on yesterday. And it means and meant more than what we can say. But the thing that struck me the most is that when you're honored by your home and your family, you know, this is home. Bunkie and Cheneyville, this is home. And so Bishop Jackson, you know, when you said last night that, you know, how the people were chosen and, you know, you have a committee, but you really, really heard from God on who to honor. We just thank you for thinking of us, because as I said, when it comes from home, it just means so much. And the whole program was done with such a spirit of excellence that we could not say enough good things about what you're doing. And we are so proud to be part of a community that understands that giving back and honoring people in the community and saying thank you means so much. And again, I want to echo what DC said last night, that the town of Cheneyville was so instrumental in helping us. And for that, we're so grateful.
Absolutely. The town of Cheneyville was very instrumental in helping us to raise the funds that we did for breast cancer. Of course, as most of you know, we raised approximately $20,000. To help in the fight against breast cancer. And Cheneyville was definitely out front in helping us to achieve that feat. So, you know, big ups to them, just thanking them again. And just really, man, to, you know, I tell you, I was moved by the program. But when the school board member, Lizzie Ned, spoke.
Oh, yes.
She really moved me. I felt her heart. What she was saying, it came directly from her heart. And I was really moved by what she said. And she said basically she's having situations there in Evolves Parish. They're having a lot of stuff with their school system. And certainly we appreciate that, you know, she has to do a lot there. But what she says is she's for what's right. And it doesn't matter what color it is, right is right.
Right is right.
You know, and so she is for what's right. And I really heard her when she said that. And I really got where she was coming from.
And you really felt her heart.
Exactly, because a lot of times we can be self-righteous. And she just moved me in a way that you know, it was really, really profound.
And, you know, the whole program moved us and anyone who was there. But Pastor Randall, Reverend Doug Randall, really moved me with what I believe, Pastor Randall, and I hope that you're listening. What I believe last night was a rhema word, a spoken word.
Absolutely.
From God.
Absolutely.
For many, as he talked about fear. And I believe that God is sending a message right now, because in our quiet time on yesterday morning, before we were preparing for church, we got the word, fear not. And that the real you, according to Kenneth Hagin, is never in fear. And so I believe that that is a word that God is sending to his people, to fear not. And it was such an on-time word. And what he was saying to God's people is that we need to start moving forward. Where you are is not where you're supposed to be. God's got a greater plan. He's got a plan for each and every one of our lives, and we have to allow God to move us where he wants us to be. And that was never more apparent than the young woman who was here this morning, Alyssa Byung, who
Absolutely.
Is moving because she heard the voice of God, a young woman like that. And so we've got to start moving into those things that God has called us to do. And that was a message that really, really resonated, DC, with my spirit on last night.
Absolutely.
And there were so many things. And I want to just say this, Bishop Jackson, about your grandbaby. She is, Miss Takara Jackson, she is a phenomenal little girl, second grade. And when I tell you that she stepped up to that mic, there is such an anointing on her life that it is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And we can see that her parents and her grandparents are cultivating that. And it is just wonderful to see young kids. That's how it used to be in the church, where young kids got up and they participated in church.
Absolutely.
And they were just bold for Jesus, even at 7 and 8 years old. And so there are so many great things going on in our community. But you know what else struck me is that even though we were literally at home, if this makes sense, Bishop Jackson and the wonderful, wonderful members of First Edgefield Baptist Church, you
Absolutely.
Made us feel so at home.
Absolutely.
And so welcome.
Absolutely. I thought that Miss Shirley Reynolds did an excellent
mm-hmm.
job as
mm-hmm.
being the mistress of ceremony, and Jean Williams.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gloria,
Gloria
Jean.
Jean.
Gloria
mm-hmm.
Jean Williams did an outstanding job of hosting and doing what she did and announcing the inductees. And I
mm-hmm.
thought it was just the people that they honored. It was just so wonderful. And of course, a couple of our sponsors on there, Darlene St. Germain,
mm-hmm.
Sylvia's Caring Companion, and LaTanja Williams of Tanja's Professional Tax Service. Just, I mean, it was just absolutely outstanding. And Thesha and her husband.
Oh my goodness.
Really, really good people. They're the owners of Davis One Stop there in Cheneyville. They have a fine establishment that they just opened there.
And let me tell you, Thesha has a heart for people.
Absolutely.
And when my dad was dying of cancer, Thesha was at the VA. And Thesha, I don't know if we were able to articulate, even all those years later, we will never forget your kindness and your warmth in helping us and helping us through the journey of really what was death at that moment. And we just want to, again, thank Bishop Jackson for the beautiful plaque. I mean, they gave us a beautiful, each person.
Absolutely.
I mean,
beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
Beautifully designed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautifully designed. It has our picture on it. And each person that was honored has their picture on the
mm-hmm.
plaque. And it has beautiful words of inspiration out to the side. And the whole program
mm-hmm.
was just really, really stellar. Okay, it was just absolutely outstanding, and we would be remiss in what we're doing if we did not mention the guest choir, which was St. John Community Baptist Choir from Marksville,
mm-hmm.
and they did a wonderful, wonderful job of serenading us with that music. They did an absolutely wonderful job.
And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, we didn't go to church, we went to church.
Yeah, absolutely.
We
and
went
they
to
didn't
church.
Sing, they sang. They got down. I'm talking about, you know, when I took a class, sociology of religion, they called the the Holy Ghost, the sacred potent stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what the scientists call it. Uh-huh. They don't want to call it the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
But the Holy Ghost was all up in that baby.
Yeah, it was. I mean, yes, it was. And we know.
It was tangible.
It was very tangible. We know that you all did, you guys did a lot of hard work to bring that into fruition. And we were just more than honored to be a part of your celebration and honoring us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I would say, as I said last night, we honor all of you because there were, I don't know how many honorees all told, but there are so many people that have so many great gifts that lie within. And we are asking you every single day to begin to cultivate that and to begin to find that thing that God is calling you to do. And you see people all around you doing it, and it speaks volumes that it can be done.
Absolutely. And just the whole city of Cheneyville, just big ups to the whole town,
mm-hmm.
because you could see that the whole city rallied around what Reverend mm-hmm. Bishop Jackson mm-hmm. was doing. Big ups to Bishop Jackson and his wife. They did a wonderful job mm-hmm. of putting it together. And when I tell you it was really swanky, that is an understatement. I mean, they had everything properly done from the beginning
mm-hmm.
to the end. It was a spirit of excellence all the way from the caravan of love that they had mm-hmm. driving into it. Because I was saying to myself, I wonder how that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't see it in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that God gave the vision to did see it.
Right.
And that's Bishop Jackson. And he did a phenomenal go, Bishop Jackson.
That's you exactly that. Right. And you know what? I think that he said it best. And I think that we as believers and even people, we get into the vision. And when God gives the man of God or the woman of God
exactly.
the vision, we don't need the junior prophets exactly. to tell us what the senior prophet said. So we just get in line. We don't need to know how it's going to work out. We just go.
And you could see the pride
mm-hmm.
in the congregation of First Edgefield and MDJ Ministries,
mm-hmm.
they did a phenomenal job. And I mean, just to put that together like that, Corlette, because they were phoning us and we didn't really know where they were. And, you know, we didn't have a whole lot to do. And all we had to do was show up and
That's
let
right.
them roll it out. It was like a red carpet event there, folks.
Absolutely.
I wish you could have been there. You know, I hope we're doing a good enough job of relaying to you how great it truly was, because it absolutely was phenomenal. And you don't get that from me all the time, because I've been a lot of places,
no,
seen a lot of things, and I'm not sure.
That is high praise. And let me just tell you that Deuce Christmas sat through the entire thing, and
Absolutely.
He thought it was really nice as well. And when you get kids to do that, and let me just say this one last thing for Bishop Jackson is I love the fact that there are so many children involved
Absolutely.
In the ministry, and that speaks volumes.
Man.
And, you know, I was thinking this morning when we got up and you were talking about how long Bishop Jackson has been. I mean, he's really been on fire for God.
He's been on the battle.
But he's been like our brother. I mean, like
Absolutely.
Our big brother, because we have really all grown up together.
Absolutely. He preached Ricky's funeral, did a wonderful
mm-hmm,
job.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful job.
And so, again, to the family and to the body of First Edgefield Baptist Church and MDJ Ministries, our heartfelt just thank you.
Thank you.
Because you didn't
thank
have to do it. And we appreciated every single detail to the from the beginning to the end.
Absolutely. And big ups to the mayor of Cheneyville, Reggie Allen. Reggie, when he received
Oh my
his award,
goodness.
Reggie broke out into
in song.
And I had absolutely no idea
he could sing.
And this man can sing.
No, he can sing.
Yeah,
he can sing.
Man, let me tell you something.
He did that.
And you know, of course, Reverend Jackson can sing.
Oh, yeah. He can
always
sing
could
too.
And
always
still can. Mm-hmm. Knows how to move a crowd.
Absolutely.
You know, he rocked, man.
And so,
y'all rocked that first
I hope that we have done you justice in chronicling last night's ceremony, because you know what, Bishop Jackson, you were right on point. Where there
Absolutely.
Is no vision, the people absolutely will perish. And that is the word of God.
Man, Corlette, didn't it look lively in there, though? I mean, you know, like you could feel the liveliness.
Absolutely. The Spirit of God was absolutely.
Just, I mean, thick in there.
It was.
Who knew?
Yeah, it was absolutely wonderful. But DC, I would be remiss, though, before we've got to end the show. I want to talk about and send our condolences to Coach Terry Matthews.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah.
That's Deuce Christmas's baseball coach. And to the Menard family, to the Matthews family, I mean, our heartfelt sympathy and prayers are with that family. And, you know, it just, it gives us pause. We've been talking about death and people dying suddenly. The kids had baseball practice on Thursday. The coach was there. Coach Terry was there.
Absolutely.
And Thursday night, morning. Friday morning.
2:30 a.m.
He died in his sleep. And those kids are just more than torn up about that.
Absolutely. Young Deuce Christmas was just torn up.
And don't really understand, as many adults, how you can be here literally, literally today and gone tomorrow. And so our sympathies and our prayers are with Coach Terry Matthews' family, with his wife, his children, and with all of those people who loved him. He was one of those people that had played professional baseball for years and who was giving back to his alma mater.
Yes, he was.
Menard, Holy Savior Menard High School, and helping those kids to be the best that they could be. And so our heartfelt sympathies go out to the family.
Absolutely.
Y'all, as always, it's been a wonderful morning. And you know what? I would say to you this morning, if you're driving in, the message resonates, fear not. No matter how big the task may seem that you may have to accomplish, if you just trust in a higher power, trust in something bigger and higher than yourself, that all things are possible. And you know, the real you, the real me, won't be overcome by fear. But our spirit, we know, has the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And so we hope that this Monday that you start off with a sound mind. And if it's not sound, all you got to do is change what you're saying. Change what's coming out of your mouth. The Bible says you can have what you say. And if you can have what you say, you might as well start saying what you want to have, despite those circumstances. And remember this, because I'm going to remind myself of this morning before I got to go, and I'm going to remind you. You don't have to be perfect. And you need to put your name in that sentence. Carlette, you don't have to be perfect. But when it comes from your heart and it's your best, then that's good enough for God. And if that's good enough for God, that should be good enough for everybody else. So no matter what your shortcomings may be this morning, it doesn't have to be perfect. You just need to do your best and make sure it comes from your heart. Thank you guys always so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much.
Yeah.
And God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Monday. And we'll see you right back here on tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yeah.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live.